The first thing you notice when you walk into Gunther's Games on Broadway is, well, all of the games. In a room with a checkered floor that glows eerily under blacklights, games ranging from Pac-Man to newer shooter games line the walls, and pinball machines crowd the back corner.
Starting out in the very beginning, we wanted to put some of our best titles up front. We have Mario Kart 2, the actual set-down racers.
That's Matt Robb. He's the manager of Gunther's Games and an arcade aficionado. He can tell you a story about each of the 20-some games in the downtown building, from the classics...
Donkey Kong... The original Mario Brothers and Donkey Kong Jr.
to the games you've probably never heard of.
Fishtails is next to it. We're really confused by this game. It's a Williams game, and it is a great game. But having a fishing theme to it, we didn't know that it would do very well. And this game is hugely popular.
Robb says he started working with arcade games more than 2 decades ago. What was first a hobby of tinkering with the games eventually turned into a career repairing them. When he was younger and had free time, he'd head to Gunther's Games to play.
That's where I spent my childhood, was at the old Gunther's Games, you know, one block up where Pickleman's is. It was just a huge staple in Columbia, like the Heidelberg or Harpo's or any of the other big names, Streetside Records that were always here. It's where a lot of people spent their childhood and teenage years playing video games.
That nostalgia moved Robb to jump at the opportunity to run the shop when owner Wes Upchurch asked. Upchurch got the rights to the Gunther's name from its original owners. They closed the arcade in 2007 and sold the space to Pickleman's Deli. Gunther's opened about 2 weeks ago, and Robb says he's amazed at the amount of business the arcade has received in such a short amount of time. Some old-school gamers visit out of name recognition, but new customers, like Andrew Capellish, are coming to feed their retro game appetites.
I was really excited when I found out that there'd be a space here in Columbia where I could play them on the actual old consoles, so I was really excited about it.
Next up for Gunther's is a liquor license. Other plans include opening a family entertainment center on Paris Road that would feature bowling, laser tag, and more arcade games. Casey Morrell, KBIA News.